Here, what it says in the papers at 6 minutes past eight is Fiona Kelly.
When will a COVID vaccine be available and what percentage of the population will opt to get it? Those two questions receive lots of coverage on this morning's front pages. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both pick up on comments made by the Taoiseach yesterday, in which he said that he is hopeful that a vaccine will be available by early next year. A jabby new year is the headline in the Mirror. The lead story in the Irish Independent, meanwhile, reports on that Ipsos MRBI poll commissioned by the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association, which found that 55% of those surveyed would get a vaccine, while 33% were unsure and 12% said that they would turn one down. Other comments made by Leah Varadkar on RTÉ's This Week programme yesterday related to a proposed crackdown on shops which are selling items such as face masks and hand sanitisers to allow them to continue to trade are covered in the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Fall in positive test rate, a beacon of hope. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. The Irish Times leads today, meanwhile, with the line that Irish hospitals may have to cancel certain non-COVID-19 healthcare services to facilitate critical care cases from Northern Ireland. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports on an air purification device which the manufacturers claim can eliminate the COVID virus from indoor settings. Elsewhere on the front pages, as you just have heard in the bulletin, President Michael D. Higgins has signed into law the controversial Mother and Baby Homes Bill. That's on the front of the Times, as is a story about how eight TDs and senators have made sworn statements to say that they were present in the Doyle or Shannon during the last lockdown in order to claim their full expenses since the fobbing in system was suspended at the time. The Examiner gives front page coverage to a special investigation by political correspondent Aoife Moore on allegations that the low level of complaints against social welfare inspectors by claimants is linked to a fear of retribution. Also on the front of the Examiner, the paper flags the four pages of coverage it gives today to the centenary of the funeral of Terence McSweeney. Elsewhere this morning, The Independent reports on the resignation from the Green Party of the head of the Young Greens, Tara Gilsonen, and Tiernan Mason, leader of the party's affiliated gay organisation. The pair issued a joint statement on social media saying that they felt that their views were being ignored by party leadership. The Times reports on objections to a proposed wind turbine in Granard, County Longford, which those opposed to it say will hinder plans to make the town a tourist destination. And also in the Times, Rhys McDonough reports on the poaching of songbirds, detailing how some criminals are monitoring songbirds before they've even fledged, since we're told a pair of bullfinches can sell for up to €200. The picture on the front of today's Times, meanwhile, is of two runners finishing the KBC virtual Dublin Marathon in a deserted Merrion Square yesterday. A number of today's other papers also report on some of the other runners who ran the marathon within their permitted 5K radius and used an app to record and upload their times. Limerick's victory over Clare in yesterday's National Hurling League final, which also doubled as the Munster quarter final, features in the picture on the front of today's Independent, as well as on the front of all of this morning's sports supplements. And finally, in his piece in today's Times, which was written overlooking the pitch shortly after the game at Semple Stadium yesterday, Keith Duggan observes, "There's not a sinner to be seen, nor a single shout of mischief from down the town." That's what being league champion sounds like in 2020.